Hi, Annette. Sorry it's taken me so long to get back to you. I've actually been thinking about your messages, about your column text that you wrote ever since I read it, and waiting for a moment when I would come to a spot where the birds were very fully in their being. I think you can hear them around me. I'm in the cemetery close to where I live, and the sun is shining. It was pouring down with rain before, and the moment it stopped, I headed here. I had planned to send you this message today, which is actually my birthday. Another strange lockdown birthday without people, but the company of birds and the sunshine is a lovely and unexpected twist to this day that was supposed to be non-stop gray and rain. And I was thinking about your father's ex-wife, your relative, not ex-wife, his wife, who you helped go to the dentist from the old people's home where she had been confined for 1 year, and her delight in seeing people dressed well on the streets and her pleasure in that. And I loved what you said about how clothes can be more than just something you consume. And I think that in this pandemic time especially, the feeling of clothes on our skin has become something we're much more aware of. Of course, we're always aware of clothes. I mean, they say things about us. We choose them for a certain reason. And sometimes, of course, how they look immediately is more important than how they feel. But I think the feeling of fabric, the sound of it, colors, have a different effect on us right now. I guess you've also heard of the stories of many people sort of living in tracksuits and elasticated waistbands and just generally softer, more comforting fabrics. And I understand that need for this sort of softness in this time. And I was so touched by the picture you gave us of this woman relishing the sensuality of seeing people dressed and sort of craving that in her own way. And I think that as we get older, I can imagine that has even more significance. And I was thinking of my mum, who has been alone through most of this pandemic and who loves fashion anyway, has always had a wonderful style and a wonderful eye. And she told me how she dressed up on certain days. And like at Christmas when she was on her own, and on her birthday, and how the feeling of these clothes against her skin, the silk, was like the closest she came to being touched in a different way, because nobody has touched her for so long. And it's kind of heartbreaking, of course, but also something beautiful in what material things can sometimes give us. And that's not to be underestimated. And that's something that is, I think, beyond the sort of purely consumption, branding, self-defining aspect of clothes. Just this purely sensual dimension, which expresses something that perhaps can't otherwise be expressed or had. I was also really amused by how your relative was really happy to be treated by a young and attractive doctor. It reminded me so much of my grandma. She still gets dressed up. She's in her early 90s now. She gets dressed up every time she goes to the doctor. I mean, really makes an effort. And she's just all the more happy and receptive to any treatment that's proposed when it's a young, good-looking doctor who's given her her advice. And the odd time that she's had somebody who didn't quite meet her standards, she's so rude. I remember she went to get a hearing test, and this doctor advised her that she needed a hearing aid. And she said to me afterwards, oh, you should have seen him. I mean, she's really awful and really rude and even quite racist in the, well, not quite racist, she is racist in the way that she assesses people and decides whether they're attractive or not. And skin color plays a really big role. And she said, he came short, dark, fat, breath stinking. And he tried to tell me that I need ear hearing aids. And she said, I'm not having hearing aids. You know, what? Who does he think he is telling me? And then 2 months later, she went for another test. And there was a completely different doctor who really appealed to her in terms of how he looked. And of course, she was persuaded that she should get the hearing aid and then actually went ahead and got it. So it is really kind of ridiculous and sobering and, very telling. How these encounters affect our decisions and affirm something in us or something that we're looking for in the world. So I'm happy to think of your relative smiling her lovely, freshly dentist-treated teeth smile. And I'm happy to send you these good wishes on this strange and lovely day in this strange time, which stretches behind and before us rather indefinitely, but which I hope will have a different feeling to it when I come to Switzerland and meet you and walk through a Swiss landscape with birds becoming, doing their thing, being who they are in the landscape around us. Okay, have a lovely day. Bye.